listener production.
Wall Street mired in the mud as investors contemplate their next move.
And Aussie shares are poised to slip on Tuesday, tracking modest weakness on Wall Street.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Tuesday, the 26th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, as we record this morning, US stocks are off the boil a little bit. Really, a lack of conviction on the part of both buyers and sellers the last couple of days. The Dow Jones is down 0.4%. The NASDAQ down by around 0.1%. The S&P 500 is down by around 0.2%. So I ask you, after a week where there have been so many blessings in terms of good news, why is it that the US markets are suffering from such a lack of conviction or momentum?
Well, we did see the S&P 500 post its best weekly gain last week in 2024. And then secondly, stock traders have decided to take some chips off the table at the start of the week that will bring the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation on a day when markets will be closed. So investors appear to be taking a more cautious stance on speculation that the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, due on Good Friday, will show inflation probably remain uncomfortably high. We've also got Jerome Powell scheduled to speak on Friday as well.
It's a busy day for a day where the markets will be closed in most jurisdictions, including our own. Let's just play the devil's advocate here. So in the last couple of months, we've had those high producer and consumer inflation numbers. Is it a situation where if we see an unpleasant reading on Friday with the PCE figures, that might be the straw that brings things undone?
Certainly, I think it'll be a catalyst for a sell-off. We're overdue one. And if you look at the stock market at the moment, it looks very stretched on a valuation basis. The S&P 500 finished last week 14% above its 200-day moving average. We've got a test in the next couple of weeks ahead of us. We've got the latest earnings results to be released as well. And at the same time, there's concerns about the disconnect between earnings expectations and how fast share prices have grown in recent weeks.
This is the challenge for investors, that notwithstanding how far these markets have rallied over the course of recent weeks and months, if you're cautious, you can still be victim to missing out on some very substantial improvement. So a great example of this in the last couple of days has been an organization called Supermicro Computer. They are seen as one of the leaders in the server space when it comes to the influence that AI will have. They have had some better earnings. They are in the midst of a very aggressive upgrade cycle when it comes to analysts. The stock is up 9% today. It's up by about 25% in the last 3 days. It has seen an absolute tear of a rally over the course of the last couple of days. So this is the challenge, isn't it? Is that if you're kind of sitting here going, oh, market's expensive, and then you see a stock tear away by 25% over a couple of days, that weighs heavily on the soul, doesn't it, Ryan?
It does. And you mentioned JP Morgan initiated coverage of the high-flying chip stock, and it's got a price target of $1,150. That implies 18% upside from Friday's close. The numbers are pretty similar to NVIDIA. And last night, despite the fact that we have seen markets down, the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index rose around 0.4%. Micron Technology's jumping 8% to a record high, and NVIDIA's up 2%.
Yeah. And interestingly, when it comes to the Philly Semiconductor Index, it tried to make a new record high intra-session today, and it has failed. I'm still watching that index carefully. I regard it as being a leader of the market, and if it breaks down or if anything untoward goes on there, that would be one of the flags that I'd be looking at in the context of this broader conversation about the market being overpriced.
Well, I think you make a good point there. I mean, we got some news out of China over the weekend. Intel's down about 1% today. They're limiting the use of foreign chips and microprocessors as well. So that sovereign risk, if you want to call it that, with chips between the US and China still exists. And of course, we've got a US presidential election ahead of us. And if Mr. Trump gets back in the White House, we know that there will be further tariffs.
And look, to be frank, when it comes to the risk assessment of this year, the election would have to rank very highly on that spectrum. And we're not close enough to the gravity of that moment just yet for it to be having an impact on the markets. But there'll be a day where a month happens in the way that the market's calibrating politics, I think.
Yes. In other news, Tom, United Airlines dropped 4% after orders reported that the US Federal Aviation Administration would step up scrutiny of the airline following recent safety incidents. Of course, Boeing's been in the news for that recently. Take-Two Interactive slid 4.3% after Kotaku, which is a gaming website, reported that production of Grand Theft Auto had started to fall behind and the video game could miss its 2025 release window. It's the worst performer in the S&P 500 today.
Yesterday, we were extolling the virtues of the bond market drifting lower. However, it's done the opposite today, so that's not helping things. So we've got a 10-year back up to 4.25 in yield terms. That's about 5 basis points to the worst. 2-year up by 3 basis points to 4.62. So you don't want to see that, do you? That's going to be another stumbling block for the markets if we're back up against those recent highs in yield.
Absolutely. A lot of supply to digest before the Easter holiday break. Today, we had a $66 billion US dollar auction of two-year notes that yielded 4.59% into reasonable demand. And then we've got auctions of $67 billion worth of five-year notes on Tuesday and $43 billion worth of seven-year notes on Wednesday. So that could be behind the lift in those bond yields.
It's an important week for those bond auctions because it's essentially a referendum on whether or not the markets take the Fed at face value when it comes to their dot plots or their interest rate projections. So seeing the way that that supply is taken up can be quite educational under those circumstances.
It can be. And we heard from Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee, who backed the claim that he'd penciled in 3 rate cuts for this year. So more Fed speak this week, of course. But markets are pricing in at this stage. The Fed will cut 80 basis points by December, which is pretty aggressive.
That is, well, in the truest sense of the word, fantastic. That would be quite the achievement if it happened. And that is, again, the sort of thing that investors have to weigh up, whether or not they put some extraordinary faith in those projections. As far as today is concerned, right, it's got a bit of old Mother Hubbard when it comes to news on the local front. We've got a couple of stocks going ex-dividend, amongst them Flight Centre. But there's really not all that much to navigate by as far as today's session is concerned. Locally, the futures are pointing to a decline of around 0.2% for the ASX 200. So taking the gloss off yesterday's 0.5% gain.
Well, we could see the markets somewhat supported by commodity prices. So the US All NYMEX price was up by 1.6% to $81.95 a barrel overnight. And that's on the back of Russia's plans to curb oil output. They're going to reduce all output in the second quarter to meet a production target of 9 million barrels per day, holding up their bargain for OPEC Plus, of course. And then we saw the gold price up 0.8% to $2176.40 an ounce. Iron ore futures were broadly flat, up just 3 cents to $110.67 a tonne. But of course, there's increasing optimism over the chances of an economic recovery in China and further policy support for the property sector.
Are you going to see any caution ahead of tomorrow's monthly CPI numbers? Is that a factor?
I think it'll be a factor. In terms of the economic data today, we've just got consumer confidence from Westpac, and we expect another tick up in consumer sentiment for March, albeit still at well below long-run average levels. Real incomes are rising, tax and rate cut expectations are building, and the labour market remains relatively tight.
Indeed, the Aussie dollar not doing all that much at 65.38 US cents as we sign off from you this morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.